News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That there is good news if you are looking at an EV and out the window looking at an old petrol or diesel car, because it could be worth more than you might think. Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert with CarZone, is with us. Conor, there is a scrappage scheme in the offing.
There's a scrappage scheme in the offing, yes. Minister Dara O'Brien has let it be known. And it looks like there'll be up to €8,500 available if you scrap an older diesel car and buy a brand new EV. It's a good idea, Anton. The way they're working the grant is a little bit fussy, I think, but it could be simpler. But on the face of it, it's a good boost to EVs which are already having a good year. And it does signal the future. So, I'd be somewhat encouraged by it. They're saying that if the scheme is successful, a broader scheme could be rolled out. And I think it will be part of what government tries to do to aid the push to EVs, which are, as I say, having a very in Ireland anyway.
Is it going to be one of these that is wrapped in terms and conditions and caveats? Do you have to have owned the car for a certain length?
Well, there may be some fussy regulations like that. I think there should be as few as possible, and it should be as open and accessible as possible. But on the face of it, you'll get €8,500 off the cost of your EV. And, given that the models that are coming on stream these days are competitive, they're falling in price, it could really give a significant incentive to it. And if you think about what's happened to fuel this year, is also pushing EVs. So if you include hybrids as well, Anton, they're 65% of all new registrations. So definitely the future.
Texas say they need to bring back in the grant to get an EV charging unit in private homes. This is what is putting me off from buying a new EV. Well, what about the economics, Conor? Are we at the point now where pound for pound EVs can hold their own, or do they still need grants and government support?
They're coming down in price with a range of new models being available, but they still need grant support. And that's a policy decision. We want them to outstrip the internal combustion engine. It's in line with state climate policies and all of that good stuff. So if the state wants it to happen, they have to help. Now, a grant scheme like this is a good way to help, Anton, but you touched on it yourself. There are other obstacles to EV ownership. Public charging network is still not good enough. Now, that may recede in importance as more and more people charge at home. And perhaps a bigger one for certain local authorities especially, there's a lot of things that frustrate potential EV owners if they can't access home charging. Things like on-street charging or putting a charger in your driveway or facilitating apartment buildings. In a lot of cases, local authority rules make that more difficult when the state is trying to make it easier. So a little bit of joined up policy would be very helpful there. But the basic principle that, with tax incentives and other measures to continue to push EVs, that does make a degree of sense. And we are getting there. I mean, there's nearly 200,000 on the road now, Anton. It's still only about 8% of the total fleet. But as the years go by, as the months go by, we're getting more and more EVs on the road replacing the combustion engine. And for all sorts of reasons, that has to be a good thing.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert with CarZone.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.